Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show we're going to talk about... I guess there was a game last night. Kinda. There was half a Laker game last night. Nope. Less than half a Laker game last night. But we did get some very meaningful injury updates, so we'll talk about that. Quick reminder, please do hit that subscribe button here on the RSS feed, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Hit that review button, preferably 5 stars, and then tell your friends about it. If you want to check out the video format of the show, head on over to youtube.com/@LakersLounge to find it there. And yeah, let's keep this thing growing. So while I'm recording this, the Lakers are currently down to the Milwaukee Bucks, 103-77. There is just under 7 minutes to go in this one. The current lineup on the court is Markieff Morris, Dalton Kincaid, Cam Reddish, Shake Milton, and Bronny James. So that's why I'm recording this lowdown with just under 7 minutes to go in this game. I don't really want to break down the game, honestly, because it's just, I mean, it's a game that featured, Alex Len hit a three. Jackson Hayes took a three. Markieff Morris played 27 minutes. Bronny played 23 minutes. Shake Milton played 23 minutes. Cam Reddish played 16 minutes in this one. The Lakers punted this game against the Milwaukee Bucks, and the results are pretty consistent. The Bucks, Damian Lillard didn't play. Giannis did. Torian Prince did. Kyle Kuzma did. Brooke Lopez did. And that's more than enough talent to take down a team playing without LeBron, Luka, Austin, Dorian, Vando, and I feel like I'm missing somebody. I don't know. Magic Johnson. But yeah, it's a ugly game. And the Lakers, you know, second night of a back-to-back, final game of this 6 games in 8 days stretch. I totally understand the Lakers punting this one, just for the sake of self-preservation. It's, you know, because of the fires that they played this stretch, but I also think it's partially because of the way that the NBA schedule is set up, where for all of the, again, I called them premier teams in yesterday's show. A lot of these premier teams, they backload the schedule for some reason, ignoring year after year after year after year, that actually a lot of these teams start resting guys for the sake of the playoffs. So rather than, you know, get Lakers Bucks should be a great matchup, should be Luka, should be LeBron, should be Giannis, should be Austin Reeves, it should be Damian Lillard. There is legit star power between these two teams, but when you play this game this late into the season and both teams are squarely situated in the postseason, then this is what you risk, where both teams, well, at least the Lakers, certainly in this one, basically said, no, we've played too much recently. Luka already suffered a calf strain earlier this year that kept him out for a couple of months. Austin suffered a calf strain. Rui is still nursing knee tendinopathy. LeBron tweaked his groin. Jared Vanderbilt missed the vast majority of this season. All of these guys have to get and stay healthy. So, sorry to those of you who bought tickets to this game. At least you get to see Giannis. I just think that the NBA, as I said yesterday on the show, the NBA needs to figure out a way to balance its schedule and stop running scared from the NFL. Have some of these matchups earlier in the year. Have the Lakers play Denver earlier in the year. Have the Lakers play, you know, any of these teams. There's enough star power to where you shouldn't feel the need to stick so many of these matchups later in the season when, again, everybody's priority is to get and stay healthy. And by the way, from here on out, that's going to be the Lakers' priority because Luka will be entering his prime. The Lakers' top priority here for the next few years, this time of year, is going to be getting and staying healthy. Once they kind of assimilate the way that they need to with whatever roster they put together heading into the season and then over the course of the season. Bummer that it played out this way. The score, as I'm wrapping up this segment, 115-80, and the Lakers are going to fall to 43-26. Milwaukee is going to improve to 39-30, and the Lakers will be, I believe, situated at the 3 seed, I think. I don't know. Yeah, let's see. Where is it? Yeah. From my colleague Brett Siegel at Clutch Points, with the Lakers getting blown out by Milwaukee, Los Angeles now moves a half game behind Denver for the 3 seed. Memphis is a half game behind LA and 2 games ahead of Golden State. Golden State won tonight against Toronto. Golden State, by the way, it's a real advantage to front load your season because everybody is healthier at the beginning of the season, and then you get to like coast to the end of the year. The Lakers, meanwhile, get to do the opposite of that. And now, look, a lot of the teams that the Lakers are going to be playing here at the end of the season are also going to be focused on getting and staying healthy for the postseason. So maybe the Lakers get the benefit of some health down the stretch here. But at the end of the day, you know, we shouldn't be talking about this with some of these real marquee matchups the way that we have to. All right, we did get some great news before the game when J.J. Redick told reporters that Rui Hachimura and LeBron James, that he is hopeful that both of them give it a go on Saturday. Now, that doesn't mean that they definitely are going to play, that you know, he didn't say that they are going to be available for Saturday. But given all of the guys who sat out this one and given the additional rest that they get by doing so, there's a very solid chance that the Lakers will have their full rotation available when the Lakers take on the Chicago Bulls Saturday. Look, again, as I just said last segment, as I've been saying the last week or so, the top priority, getting and then staying healthy. This would be a huge step in that direction where, for the first time in quite some time, the Lakers will have everybody from their rotation available. And it's going to be really interesting to see some of the decisions that J.J. Redick makes with Rui coming off of injury, with Dorian having played the way that he has recently, and you know, with just throughout that rotation. Is Dalton going to be a big part of that rotation? Is Jordan Goodwin going to be a big part of that rotation? Are the Lakers going to play a second center, or are they just going to go small when Jackson Hayes isn't out there? Their decision on that front is going to, I would imagine, have an impact on whether or not they convert Christian Koloko or Trey Jemison at the end of the year, or if they just go into the postseason with Alex Len as like a break glass in case of emergency center. I would prefer they convert one of those two guys rather than go into the postseason with Alex Len as a break glass in case of emergency center. But yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see if everybody is available, and then how the rotations are handled if everybody is available. I personally think that Rui probably starts, and J.J. Redick, being the former player, won't have somebody lose their spot in the rotation by way of injury. But at the same time, that rotation is pretty balanced with Dorian Finney-Smith at the small forward to help with perimeter and just general defense while Austin and Luka are out there together. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on the updates on that front. The Lakers have a day off tomorrow or today. By the time you guys are listening to this, now they have played 6 games in 8 days, so I don't think we'll have an official practice. That said, there aren't very many practices from here on out, so maybe the Lakers kind of, you know, go through the motions. Maybe it's not an official practice, but maybe they go through some kind of a walkthrough just to get some guys some reps, maybe take a look at the rotation ahead of Saturday, when again, they maybe, just maybe, might have their full rotation. Fingers crossed. Please. I just want to see it. Just one time. All right. That is going to do it here for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. Make sure you guys check out the conversation I had with Raj. Rather than do a typical post-game show after a game in which Markieff Morris and Cam Reddish get real minutes, I made the executive decision to just bring on Raj and catch up with him. And I thought we had a much more fun conversation than it would have been if I just popped on there to talk about what I saw from Markieff Morris. Sorry, Markieff, that I keep on kind of using your name here, but you were essentially retired, and then and then LeBron and Luka convinced you to come to LA. So yeah, check out that conversation with Raj. Both parts, if you want to check out the show in a subject-based manner, both parts are here in the feed as well. If you want to check out the conversation in its entirety, you can do so on the feed here as well. And then if you want to check out the video version of the show, head on over to youtube.com/@LakersLounge to find the show there. So until the next time you guys hear from me, which will be, let's see, today's Friday. Lakers play Saturday. So Sunday. You guys will hear from me Sunday, unless something insane happens Saturday. Have a great rest of your weekend. Make somebody else's, and I'll talk to you then.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.